The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
We spoke to Sean Spicer, the former US government press secretary. He was there during Trump's first term in office. I asked him what approach he would advise on Taoiseach Micheál Martin to take when it comes to meeting Donald Trump on St. Patrick's Day or close to St. Patrick's Day with the famous bowl of shamrocks. Should he boycott the meeting, as some are suggesting he should do? Should he go and talk about Gaza and maybe admonish the US administration for their steadfast support of Israel? Or should he use it to lobby for better treatment for Ireland when it comes to tariffs? Take a listen.
I would go with option four, which is seize this opportunity to continue to highlight and honor the unbelievable bond that the Irish people and the American people have. If you go with options one through three, you're going to undermine years of goodwill. I think that one through three would be unbelievably foolish and short-sighted. Ireland punches above their weight. When they come over for St. Patrick's Day, the red carpet, frankly, the green carpet, gets rolled out for them. They meet with the president, the national security advisor, members of Congress. There's an entire lunch dedicated to that. Now, Kieran, just to give you some context, there's no other country in the world that gets this kind of treatment. None. No one that has an annual event where the entire government of the United States pauses to honor the special relationship between the two countries and the two cultures and the two peoples. So the idea that the Taoiseach would think that it would be a good idea to reprimand the president of the United States on issues of policy, he obviously, you know, look, we've got the right of free speech in our country. He has absolutely the right to go do that. But I would hesitate to say that that might be the last time that that celebration occurs if he chooses to go down that path.
That was Sean Spicer speaking to me a little bit earlier. You can listen back to everything he said. It's available as a podcast. But James O'Connor's with me now, Fianna Fáil TD for Cork East. And James, I understand you were part of the travelling delegation, as it were, the last couple of trips to the US, the St. Patrick's Day trips. So, I mean, what do you say, first of all, to those cohort of people who think we should just boycott it altogether? We shouldn't be doing this.
Well, Sean Spicer is right in what he said. We are the only country in the world for our relative size and scale that get this audience, not alone with the US presidency in the White House, but also with the entire congressional leadership that attend the St. Patrick's Day luncheon that takes place. Ireland has a number of primary diplomatic missions around the world. Probably the most important of those are in London and in Washington, D.C. Our best people, I think, that the Department of Foreign Affairs are out there working day in, day out for the country on behalf of it. And they do fantastic work. But what we are dealing with now is obviously an unprecedented situation in what's happening in U.S. politics. Ireland enjoying that $1 trillion bilateral trading relationship with the United States has benefited enormously from US-based investment here in the country. We now need to take stock of two things. We have a change in administration with a change of approach. And in addition to that, Ireland has become enormously wealthy in an international standard for a small country of our scale and size. And Mr. Spicer is right. We have punched above our weight. And what I'm asking us to do as Oireachtas members, for our government to do, is to try and hold on to that and to weather out, you know, what will be a very interesting number of years ahead of us in the Trump administration. And that's being diplomatic about it.
Yeah. So how then does Micheál Martin kind of thread that needle when he's there? That there'd be a pressure domestically from some quarters for him to bring up Gaza and talk about Gaza. There'll be pressure as well to talk about tariffs and trade wars and what have you. And he will talk about that in the sense that that is, as Sean Spicer said, germane to our relationship with the US, is what you've talked about. It's that kind of bilateral trade and investment. So that will come up. How do you do it in a way that doesn't antagonize someone like Donald Trump?
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting watching on how the Taoiseach is going to work with this relationship. And I think it's good to see the signals have been positive. We found out this week it looks to be quite positive that the shamrock ceremony will proceed. But we're also dealing in a context following on from last week's Munich Security Conference, where we've seen a huge shift in US-based policy on Europe in the area of defence. We've yet to see how that's going to take shape in the area of economic policy from the Trump administration. And that's one we need to watch. Very interesting. I did actually pick up in some of my research for today's interview that the US Treasury Secretary had stopped briefly at Shannon during the week and signed a visitor's book. But I take great interest. He wrote a lovely note about Shannon Airport and all it does for the US-based passengers there. But he also said something on it about America First! On that visitor's book. So, you know, that is a storm we're going to have to brace for. What I think is important in the context of the national media in Ireland is that I think we look at it too often through the prism of how we like to do our politics here in Ireland. But we must be more respectful about what Republicans feel in the United States. We're dealing with a president who is extremely popular. He won the presidential election by a significant margin, and he is going nowhere, as I said in my tweet last night, for the next 4 years. And I'd like to see us being able to cooperate with him in the context of that $1 trillion US dollar.
Yeah, but I mean, at the same time, you're dealing with the president who, I mean, I'm not sure understands kind of trade deficits. He gets really annoyed by them. You know, these really, really irk him. But and he kind of demands reciprocity. He's always talking about reciprocity. But I mean, if US companies could sell their pharmaceutical products into Ireland, you know, with the same ease at which kind of pharmaceutical companies here can sell them into the US, there'd still be a huge trade deficit. They're a trading nation of 300 odd million people. We're a country of 5 million people. We're never going to be able to square that circle. I don't think he gets that.
That's something that we need to communicate during the St. Patrick's Day visit. And that's something I think the Taoiseach needs to bring that message to Washington, D.C. Undoubtedly, he will. But we are in this new world. I think the world is becoming increasingly unstable. It's worth referencing that in South Korea, in Germany, in France, in Canada, and now in the US, we've seen enormous political changes in not alone a number of years, but in a very short number of months. I think I read recently there was three quarters of the world's GDP went through elections last year. So we're living in this era of enormous political instability. We're also dealing in a context where the Irish economy is performing spectacularly well, considering that we have a stable government now in place. And we need to work on this relationship in a way that protects it, not in a way that, you know, is vocally boisterous in terms of, you know, taking rogue moves such as pulling out of the visit or boycotting it. The Social Democrats have been pushing that message, and that to me is entirely unacceptable. The reason for it is very simple. There is an existential risk on the Irish economy to insult at the Trump presidency. I think we need to work alongside them and to explain how this has been a two-way street about the investment that Irish companies are now making in the United States. We are now the seventh largest investor of foreign direct investment into the United States.
Yeah.
That in itself is a staggering statistic for an economy and country, which is 5.4 million people. And we should be exceptionally proud of that.
James O'Connor, Fianna Fáil TD for Cork East. James, thanks a million for coming in to us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.